Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is December 10, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bitcoin halving could leave price at $20,000-$50,000, hedge fund manager says. Santander exec claims blockchain success as bank redeems Ethereum-issued bond. Danish tax agency sends warning letters to suspected crypto tax evaders. Swiss startup Amen wins regulatory approval to sell crypto ETPs to EU retailers. State-owned Chinese bank to finance small businesses with blockchain tech. Nayuda claims its Android Lightning wallet as the first to build in a Bitcoin full node. Bitcoin looks south after strong rejection above $7,600. Saga stablecoin goes live backed by basket of fiat currencies. Bitmain shifts miner sales tactics, betting big on Bitcoin halving pump. Now let's get started. Bitcoin halving could leave price at $20,000-$50,000, hedge fund manager says. Bitcoin's scheduled mining reward halving in May 2020 could leave prices for the cryptocurrency in a range between $20,000 and $50,000, according to a new estimate. The projection by Charles Wang, managing member of the hedge fund Lightning Capital and an adjunct professor at Baruch College, represents a multiple of Bitcoin's current price around $7,500. Wang wrote in a post on Medium that he assumed demand holds steady at 633,000 Bitcoin through 2021, while mining rewards drop to 328,500 Bitcoin a year from the current pace of 657,000 a year. This sudden shift in the supply curve will most likely be the catalyst for the next Bitcoin bull run, Wang wrote in the post. Lightning Capital is a small hedge fund, with roughly $500,000 of assets, but Wang's prediction adds to a growing number of estimates from investors and analysts trying to gauge the potential impact of the halving, where the number of Bitcoin mining rewards created every 10 minutes is sliced in half. The cut happens every 4 years, in accordance with the cryptocurrency's 11-year-old design. Some market observers say Bitcoin's first two halvings in 2012 and 2016 helped fuel big rallies in Bitcoin's price, and the German bank Bayern LB predicted earlier this year that the 2020 halving could drive the price as high as $90,000. Other analysts argue that, since investors know the event is coming, it theoretically should already be baked into Bitcoin's price. Wang told CoinDesk in an interview that he considered his demand estimate conservative. He projects that 82,000 Bitcoin purchases could come from online dark markets while 546,000 Bitcoin could be bought through over-the-counter provider local Bitcoins. There have been many people who claim there is no demand for Bitcoin, Wang said. However, the data from local Bitcoins and dark markets demonstrates people are purchasing Bitcoin. Wang wrote in his Medium post that his research shouldn't be construed as investment advice. Santander exec claims blockchain success as bank redeems Ethereum-issued bond. Spanish banking multinational Santander has redeemed a bond worth $20 million that it issued on the public Ethereum blockchain in September. With the move, John Whalen, head of digital investment banking at Santander and chairman of the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance, hailed the technology as a real-world solution for securities issuance. In a tweet posted Tuesday, Whalen said, "We just performed an early redemption of our blockchain-based bond that we issued on September 10, 2019. This unequivocally proves that a debt security can be managed through its full life cycle on a blockchain, public in this case." He also provided public blockchain transactions on Etherscan as proof of the transaction, which can be seen here, issuer wallet, and here, investor wallet. In this pilot transaction, Santander was both investor and issuer. When it announced the news 3 months ago, Santander said it had become the first institution to use a public blockchain to manage all aspects of a bond issuance. The bank used a custom Ethereum token to represent the $20 million bond, and settled it with another token that represents cash held in a custody account. While other entities such as the World Bank and Société Générale have also issued blockchain-based bonds, Santander appears to be the only entity to have automated the whole process on a public chain. Santander Security Services even custodied the cryptographic keys for the tokenized security and cash. "It's an evolutionary step," Whalen said in September. "There are no secondary markets yet, but we are on that path." Danish tax agency sends warning letters to suspected crypto tax evaders. Denmark's tax authority, the Skattestyrelsen, has been sending letters to cryptocurrency users it suspects of tax avoidance, demanding a range of information about their trading activities. In the letters, the Skattestyrelsen further asks recipients to amend previous tax returns based on their crypto activities and warns of penalties for non-compliance, according to a blog post from crypto tax startup Coinly. The agency received permission to obtain data on the Danish users of three exchanges earlier this year, Coinly said, ultimately collecting information on around 20,000 individuals. In the letters, crypto users are asked to provide information such as profits and losses for the 2016 to 2018 income period, including for crypto-to-crypto trades. Respondents must further provide the rates at the time of the trades and the purpose of the transactions. Other required information includes proof of wallets created, bank statements, and a statement of current crypto holdings. Filing tax on cryptocurrency trades is a difficult task as crypto traders usually hold several exchange accounts and wallets and freely transfer crypto between them, so there's no easy way to figure out what the capital gains are for any particular trade, Coinly founder Robin Singh said. In the blog post, Coinly said traders should take the letters seriously and respond with the required information. "This is just the first step in the fight against tax evasion, and more serious actions are likely to be taken against investors in the future, so it is a good idea to get your affairs in order as early as possible," the firm said. The action by the Skattestyrelsen echoes that of the U.S. Internal Revenue Service, IRS, which in August sent similar letters to crypto traders it believed had misreported trading income. Recipients had 30 days to respond, but were able to disagree with the assessment. Since then, in October, the IRS updated the primary income tax form for individuals to include a question about cryptocurrencies. The agency also provided its first crypto tax guidance for 5 years in the same month. HM Revenue and Customs, the UK's tax authority, was also said to be pressuring crypto exchanges to provide customers' names and transaction histories in a bid to catch tax evaders this summer. Swiss startup Amun wins regulatory approval to sell crypto ETPs to EU retailers. Swiss financial startup Amun has won an approval from the Swedish Financial Supervisory Authority (SFSA) to widen its offering of crypto-based financial products to retail investors in the European Union. The company said in an announcement on Tuesday that the EU member state regulator has cleared a base prospectus filed by the firm. With that, EU retailers who have access to the Swiss SIX and Germany's Börse Stuttgart exchanges can now trade various crypto-based exchange-traded products (ETP) offered by Amun. Under the EU securities law, each member state has the ability to review and issue licenses applicable across the EU under the single passport rule. Sweden's financial regulatory stamp opens Amun to a greater European retail market. "The approval gives us wide access to sell directly and market directly to basically all retail in Europe," Amun CEO Heini Rishwan said to CoinDesk. The SFSA's approval also green-lights the firm's further plans to apply to list its crypto ETPs on other regulated exchanges in the EU in its bid to expand the market access. "Listing on other regulated exchanges is expected to be approved by the EU in 2020, Rishwan said. However, product listings must be approved by individual exchanges. Still, Rishwan said the firm is eyeing three of Europe's largest exchanges for next year. Amun currently lists 7 products on the Börse Stuttgart and 10 on the Swiss SIX, all of the products being crypto-based ETPs totaling some $55 million assets under management. It most recently launched an ETP with digital asset bank Signum listed under the Moon ticker along with a Tezos XTZ-backed ETP on the Swiss SIX in November. Our mission is clear, and that is to help investors more safely, cost-effectively and easily invest in crypto asset classes through our crypto ETPs, said Amund's president Ophelia Snyder in a statement. We are very fortunate to have finished this process within 4 months of its consultancy period. Bitcoin looks south after strong rejection above $7,600. View: Bitcoin risks falling to key support near $7,087, DEC 4, with charts indicating bearish sentiment is still quite strong. Acceptance below $7,087 would open the doors for a retest of recent lows near $6,500. A high volume move above $7,870, November 29 high, is needed to confirm a short-term bullish reversal. Bitcoin is again operating on slippery ground, having faced repeated rejection above psychological resistance over the last 4 days. The top cryptocurrency by market value has failed to hold onto gains above $7,600 in 3 out of the last 4 days. Prices remained below that level on Sunday. Monday's rejection above the psychological level appeared most disheartening for the bulls. The cryptocurrency had jumped from $7,440 to $7,666 in the 7 hours to 1500 coordinated universal time, according to Bitstamp data. The upward move, however, was undone with a $283 drop to $7,383 in the following 60 minutes. The cryptocurrency ended the day with a 2.4% drop, engulfing the trading range seen over the last 3 days. That price action is reflective of the market sentiment, which is still quite bearish. So, a deeper drop towards $7,000 cannot be ruled out. The cryptocurrency is already charting a bearish follow-through to Monday's move. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands at $7,330 on Bitstamp, having hit a low of $7,274 earlier today. Bitcoin has dived out of an ascending trendline above left, confirming an end of the corrective bounce from the 6-month low of $6,500 seen on November 25. The downside break is backed by a bearish below 50 reading on the Relative Strength Index, RSI. The bearish case would weaken if prices manage to rise above $7,666, invalidating the big red hourly candle with a long upper shadow created Monday. It's worth noting that the selling volume, red bars, witnessed during that price drop was the highest since November 27. So, any breakout above $7,666 needs to be backed by strong buying volume, green bars, to have staying power. Bitcoin created a bearish outside day candle on Monday. These occur when the day begins with optimism but ends on a negative note, undoing or engulfing the preceding day's high and low. Monday's outside day has engulfed the preceding 3 days' price action and invalidated an upside break of the descending trendline confirmed on December 6. The 14-day RSI has also dropped through the ascending trendline. All in all, the path of least resistance appears to be on the downside. Bitcoin risks falling to support at $7,087, low of DEC, FA's inverted bearish hammer, in the next 24 hours. A violation there would expose recent lows near $6,500. On the higher side, a move above $7,870, November 29 high, is needed to invalidate lower highs set up and confirm a short-term bullish reversal. Saga stablecoin goes live backed by basket of fiat currencies. Saga Monetary Technologies has finally launched its SGA stablecoin, and it's already planning to break away from its pegged basket of currencies. SGA, the basket-backed stablecoin envisioned last year by the Saga Foundation, is a long-term play tailoring to two very different goals of the crypto market, being a relatively stable store of value and a free-floating asset all its own. According to Ido Sademan, founder and chairman at the foundation, in doing so, it seeks to answer global regulators' growing concerns over a stablecoin that could threaten stability. Largely spooked by Libra, the stablecoin project with a clear roadmap to mass adoption via Facebook, monetary authorities around the world have said unchecked stablecoins could have wide and negative implications. As the U.S. Federal Reserve put it, a loss of confidence and run on the issuers could trigger potentially severe consequences for domestic or international economic activity, asset prices, or financial stability. SGA's seemingly contradicting ambitions give rise to a complex game plan. At launch, SGA will be a stablecoin through and through. Its value will rely solely on the basket of national currencies whose collective worth backs up SGA's list price. Meant to mimic the International Monetary Fund's special drawing rights, a currency-like reserve asset pegged to the dollar, euro, renminbi, pound sterling and yen, this basket will ensure SGA's stable price. Tokens will come into being as consumers buy in. Man said a smart contract issues new tokens to meet buyers' orders and burns excess tokens as holders sell them back. It stores all proceeds with a network bank, the identity of which will be announced prior to launch, according to a spokesman. Man said that reserve holder transparency will shore up any doubts regulators could have. The SGA's website will report the funds held in its reserves through daily attestations. Its issuance model will slowly move away from the basket of fiat as holders buy in and signal their trust in its value. Over time, SGA will become entirely unpegged, he said, and the value of the outstanding tokens will depend on how many are being held. This will prevent a run on the reserves, he said. There will always be enough money in the reserve to allow the contract to purchase all SGA tokens, although the price of SGA is dependent on the quantity of SGA in circulation at the time, he said. Mann also said that SGA front-loaded its regulatory due diligence. He said SGA is in line with the European Union's Know Your Customer and Anti-Money Laundering regulations and adheres to the Financial Action Task Force's crypto asset guidelines. He further said that SGA expects crypto regulation to continue to evolve. One place it is actively evolving is the United States. In November, congressional representatives introduced legislation that would classify managed stablecoins as securities. The legislation is far from passing, though if it or similar legislation ever were, it could have broad ramifications across the stablecoin sector. This uncertainty means SGA is staying out of the U.S. crypto market for now. Due to the current regulatory uncertainty with respect to cryptocurrencies, we have chosen to not allow U.S. persons to onboard via our platform, at least at present, Mann said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.